Welcome to the Verbal Vomit Show. I'm Dave Chaos.
And Dr. Rozzy is here. Hi. Okay.
And Kitty Anarchy. And we'll be back after the set.
Tattoo.
Here we go again, man. Yeah. Pimp shit. All the time. I'm fucked.
No love, bitch. I got finesse from the past, and we don't play that shit. Now, if you ain't the shit to you, then who are you the shit to? Be all you could be, do all you could do. Now, how you love me when you don't love yourself? Bitch is always trying to be somebody else. Fuck your compliments, bitch, because I know I'm the shit. From the hair to the nails to the game I spit. You got nothing coming, yeah. And if you disrespect me, yo, bitch, you better start running, yeah.
I control my own destiny, baby. Shit.
Oh, so get in where you fit in, bitch. And if you smell something stinking, that's me, because I'm the shit. Now, what I could have took offense if I took another way? I didn't call her a bitch, cause I'ma see the hoe another day and
whisper something pimpish in her ear just a little bit.
Nigga, and if I tell a bitch to come, there she come. She ain't shit, never gon' be shit, don't want shit, never had shit, and too lazy to go and get shit. Now if your mama raised your ass thinking she was the shit, you wouldn't have been a broke, lazy, lying, throwback bitch. I'ma tell her, yeah, I don't buy drinks, bitch, I sell her.
You don't know what I know.
No, you don't. Yeah.
Bitch, I'm so unpimpable.
Can't bring me unbreakable.
You don't see what I see. I guess it's just the pimp in me.
You ain't the shit to yourself. You ain't to nobody else. I'm about to catch a case up in this motherfucker, y'all. And just gave my number back a year ago, dawg. West Side checker. I switch until I get ya. I bet ya. Pomona Town, West Side pimpin' ass, put it up. We having things when it's nothing to have. We grabbing things when it's nothing to grab. Yeah. Fuck you, stupid hoe. Tell me just what you know. Now you're lonely, all your friends gone. Fuck you, bitch, and a horse you rode in on. Let me finish. I think your lazy ass pussy ran out a long distance weekend at any time minutes. Sugar bumping on y'all. Trying to tell you about a bitch in your mix waiting for something to fall. You need to grow up, bitch. You can't show us shit. Cause sugar freak got the chair and a motherfucking whip. But I'm supposed to watch your ass 24 and some more. Forget about my homegirls in the studio. Forget my kids and their knees and my bitches for who? For a jealous ass, tired ass prostitute. You ain't shit without me, bitch. Free gon' win. Cause I beat your ass and I do it again. You must be looking for a motherfucking flaw. I'm sugar free, bitch. I sock you in your motherfucking jaw. I'm the boss. I'm the leader, bitch. I run this shit. Just don't forget who running things, and I won't bust your lip. Now, pimp it going on. Now,
you don't know what I know.
No, you don't. Yeah,
bitch. I'm so unpimpable.
Can't break me, unbreakable.
You don't see what I see. I guess it's just the pimp in me.
You ain't the shit to yourself, you ain't to nobody else. Bitch, I'm a pimpin' ass maniac. Spouse abuse, wife beater, lunatic, predator, macaroni mind reader, good judgment and character, gentleman and leisure. Fucker, squeezer, teaser, pleaser, back slapper with a dick, slapper with a dick. Slapper with a dick, slapper with a dick. Now put a dick in her ear, a dick in her ear, put a dick in her ear, a dick in her ear. Now blind the bitch, blind the bitch, blind the bitch, blind the bitch. Now lie to her ass before she lie to you. Just don't forget to knock her teeth out of her mouth before she do. Now remind me to whoop your ass.
When we get home,
remind me to whoop your ass.
Real soon.
Bitch, go get me something to beat you with. I know you're crafty, but you ain't putting me through shit. Take some money from me, bitch. Sugar free ain't shit. Fuck around a week later, can't find the bitch. She out of pocket, yeah, I know the shit she done to your ass. That's why I'ma knock her ass out right in front of your ass. I'm sugar free to pimp a mona style, banging on your cuz. I'm the boss of that city. What you thought this was? Yeah. You got brove on. Fuck around and get stolen. Ride with me or get rolled on. So if you see my hoe acting out of order, I know you won't report her. That's why I'm about to floor. Go do your nails, bitch. Your cuticle's dead. Nah. Let something happen to one hair on my beautiful head.
Now you don't know what I know.
No, you don't. Yeah.
Bitch, I'm so unpimpable.
Can't break me. Unbreakable.
You don't see what I see. I guess it's just the pimp in me.
You ain't the shit to yourself. You ain't to nobody else.
You don't know what I know. Bitch, I'm so unpimpable.
Bitch, I'm so unpimpable.
And you don't see what I see.
You don't see what I see.
I guess it's just a pimp in me.
I guess it's just a pimp in me.
Pimp in me, pimp in me.
Pimp in me, pimp in me.
I guess it's just a pimp in me.
I guess it's just a pimp in me.
You don't know what I know.
You don't know what I know.
Bitch, I'm so unpimpable.
Bitch, I'm so unpimpable.
You ain't been where I've been.
You ain't been where I've been.
Around the world and back.
the road and back again.
You don't pop your collar, man.
You don't pop your collar, man.
You don't stack no dollars, man.
You don't stack no dollars, man.
Up to choke, invisible mics in a circle full of hope. The list of fist signs, the punch and crunch time. Seems food provided lunch, plus for dinner, six winners plus a snack. We packed up wise, another blessing in disguise. Hip hop be our guide. The fact we push deep, grind beats when we sneak. Pass a test that our best and not cheap. Under heat, the red said the spoken word. Heard you wrote herb. It's that you, nice to meet you. Very well, sir. Bless the mic, bless the mic, bless the mic. Consciousness lies the bad seat. When at least I see through the cracks and disturb the peace. You can't get this dope without a prescription. Over the counter versions fell prey to addiction. Left a trail of victims from here to hell's kitchen. Illegal vain people in chains without a conviction. Who says you're saved by the goods that you practice? So involved in the scripts you read, you lost your head like China Baptist. Right side of the brain cripples you like arthritis. Who did you know that'll rock a verse with laryngitis?
In my Caprice classic, thoughts concoct. Tape deck broken, I got the boombox. Listening to music. Musical ink blots brought by the funky president J-Rock, who's sitting shop. Plot developed from the previous night. Wake up show to a Kobe Bryant on a mic. I was like, it's only right for a collaboration by consolidated members of two crew affiliations. Visionaries, beat junkies. What's up to the forest hanging out in the trees? Conglomerated musical expressions. Times like these, I appreciate the blessings.
Bless the mic, bless the mic, bless the mic.
Where can we start?
We like them dumb and we like them smart.
I like the ones with the pretty eyes.
Well, I like all kinds of guys.
Stop.
What happened?
How about the ones we especially like?
Which ones?
You know, the ones with the cars that go.
I hear you.
Hit it.
We like go boom. MC, my boyfriend, really knows where it's at. He's got 50-inch woofers all along the back. He makes a comment, I'm going to my room, but I'd rather stay out with his car that goes boom.
We like the cars, the car that goes boom. We're Tigra and Bunny, and we like the boom. We like the cars, the car that goes boom. We're Tigra and Bunny, and we like the boom.
And flaunt your face
so your car could be heard almost any place.
Cause when you're in the street, you can't go far
without hearing the boom pouring out your car.
So if your speaker's weak, then please turn it off.
Cause we like the cars that sound so tough.
We like the cars that go boom. We're Tigra and Bunny, and we like the boom.
Hit it too.
You know they all wanna hit it.
Yeah, they're just talking shit cause they want it. Do I look like a slut? Shut up. 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 You know, maybe it's these outfits we wear. I mean, I can see your boobies.
Shit, my stylist is on a budget. He's just trying to save some fabric.
It really doesn't matter. I'm just gonna end up taking it off anyway.
So what if I'm a little newbie? It don't mean you're gonna get some booty. Baby, I just wanna shake it. It took mama 9 months to make it.
My daisy dudes, they fit just right. They squeeze my coochie really tight. So that when I shake and dance, there's a party in my pants.
Shit, I like your daisy dudes. I think they're real classy.
Do I look like a slut? Shut up. Do I look like a slut? Shut up. Do I look like a slut? Is it the way I move my butt? Is it the way my clothes are cut? I like to do it. And what?
Do I look like a slut? Is it the way I move my butt? Is it how my clothes are cut? I don't give a fuck.
I saw with Mikey on the street yesterday, and do you know what he called me?
What?
He called me a slut.
No.
Yeah.
Honey, don't worry. He's just a fag anyway.
I'm not a fucking slut, you fucking cocksucker. Your mom's the one letting everyone fuck her.
Everybody knows she's a fucking hoe. Sucks dick on the corner for a little blow. Just because I like to freak each and every night of the week.
Don't mean I can't resist temptation. Hell, I don't give a damn about my reputation.
Shit, you know I'm a great hot joint sweet baby.
This is one classy ass. Do I look like a slut? Is it the way I move my butt? Is it the way my clothes are cut? I like to do it. And what?
Do I look like a slut? Is it the way I move my butt? Is it how my clothes are cut? I don't give a fuck.
Do I look like a slut? Shut up. 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 Do I look like a slut? Shut up.
I can't believe she'd get off talking shit like that.
I mean, she's one to talk.
At least we don't let just anyone stick it in.
What a fucking slut.
Slut.
Go ahead, Katie. Why don't you announce the songs we just played?
They'll be online, but I'll announce them right here. Anyway.
Children, children.
I don't know what the intro is, but when the song started playing, I think those were all my picks. It's So Unpimpable by Sugar Free from P-Town, not La Puente, but Pomona. Bless the Mic by Visionaries. We Like the Cars That Go Boom, La Trim. Not like everyone else thinks that it's... Who sings that one song?
Well, it's because when you... Had...
No.
What song?
Who sings that one song that's all like... Yeah, yeah, that's it, that's it. That is not Salt and Pepper Push It.
Salt and Pepper Push It.
That is not Salt and Pepper Push It.
Which one? That's Supersonic. Sorry, Supersonic.
Supersonic. Who sings that?
By J.J. Fad.
Okay, it's not J.J. Fad. Everyone thinks that freaking We Like the Cars That Go Boom is J.J. Fad. It is not J.J. Fad. It's La Trim. Okay, and the last one is Slut. Do I look like a slut?
Yeah.
For those that look know what I look like, to make your own judgment. But that's by the Queens, Avenue D.
That awesome. Unfortunately retired.
I know. I tried to go see them at a... they were doing a DJ set in Riverside.
When?
Oh, my God. No, this was like a couple years ago. And it didn't work out too good because I even changed it to my costume. And it was like a little costume. So it was all cold, but it was all outside. And we just couldn't wait. I just wanted to leave and we never get to see them.
Boo, I saw them a couple times before they retired. I saw them at the, what is it called? It used to be the Hollywood Athletic Club. And then I saw them also at Little Pedro's, which is like around here somewhere.
Oh, yeah, which is it's on First Street. Like, yeah, it's Little Pedro's, but now it's called Bordello. Bordello Bar, now it's called something
really?
Else.
That's
they keep changing the name of that club all the time. But it's still Little Pedro's on the outside.
Okay, crazy. Yeah. I saw them there. Crazy when they were humping people's
boys'
faces and all that stuff.
Crazy, man.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny about Sugar Free? I remember him. He used to sell his CD, his demo CDs at the Plenty Hills Mall. He'd go walking in there and be like, hey, you want to buy a CD? Hey, you want to buy a CD?
He's done.
My name's Sugar Free. And like back then, he was like, you know, it was up and coming. And then all of a sudden, he's like,
you don't say, because he was selling tapes at Plenty Hills Mall. That could have been CD. The first. Oh, I'm sorry. CDs.
Yeah,
at
he was
Plenty Hills Mall.
Went on up back then.
Well, that's what the girls from Avenue D used to do. We used to have to follow them around the club and be like, hey, hey, can we get a CD? And then they'd kiss it for us.
That's like, you know, that makes that makes it just more special.
She's like, wait, wait, wait. And then she'd put it on. And it was actual bootleg CDs. It was actual, like, burnt CDs. And she.
Well, that's how most bands do it in the beginning. They'll burn it themselves, and then eventually they'll get, like, they'll be on a label, and then they'll reissue that shit out. So, everybody apparently survived the biggest event this past weekend, which was fucking Karmageddon, which is an absolute waste of fucking time. An absolute waste of time. It really was. They pumped it up. I mean, I understand that they needed to work on the freeway. Fine. But to pump it up the way they did, to have everybody just all of a sudden, you know, put the, instill the fear of God that if everybody moves, all of a sudden there's going to be massive gridlock everywhere. That's just ridiculous. They did the same thing back in 1984 with the Olympics. They said that LA wouldn't want to be able to handle the Olympics because of all the traffic from everybody coming in from the international waters to the U.S. You know, the streets would be clogged. You know what happened back in 84? Absolutely nothing. Streets were flowing.
Hello,
just
what happened
fine.
In 99? What happened in 99? Oh, with KY, what?
KY Jelly? No, damn. Y2K.
Sorry, I'm Dr. Rosie, and all I have is sex on the brain.
Yeah.
But what okay. is it? Y2K. There we go.
Oh, that Y2K, that was another shame. Or just like the Rapture back in May.
I know. And so we're still here. So
10 years
saved.
In the making.
And I believe.
2112?
Oh, next year. That's
2012.
That's going to come and go.
2112 would give us like another 100 years.
Well, actually,
12 December 2112. 12 December 21st of 2012.
Oh, okay.
That would be the last
I'm
day.
I'm a doctor. I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. Well,
why
I'm
you
not.
Flaunt,
so
you
I just know.
You just passed that a couple minutes ago.
You know, just because we're average schmoes doesn't mean we're not.
Just
we're
educating
not,
you guys.
We're all going to die.
Doesn't we're going
to
die eventually.
We're all the same in the beginning and in the end. Dust to dust. Ashes to ashes. Dust to dust. Don't let boys between your bust. No? What? You never heard that?
I thought you were going to say dust in the wind.
Bacon and bacon, eggs and eggs. Don't let boys between your legs.
No.
No? Okay.
Yo no sé cosas pervertidas.
Ay, no sé.
I don't know perverted no sé. Things. That's Nancy
I'm calling bullshit on that because I hear your show on Sunday.
I am here to do sexual health. Nancy is the pervert.
No.
I dare her to call in and debate me on that one.
Yes, Nancy, call in, please. I want to hear this debate.
Dare from Dr. Rosie.
You can call in at 1-800-893-9562.
She won't take my dare. I know her.
Give us a call.
Give her a bait. Give her some bait. If she calls in, what piece of gossip will you tell her?
If she doesn't call in, you can't go on Friday.
I'll be on house arrest on Friday. Yes.
Why do you have to
with
make
Evie.
Pussy probation?
Oh, yeah.
Why does she have to get? Why does she have
put
to be
pussy
the one
on
that
probation.
Suffers?
Because I can take her out.
Because you can take her
hey,
out.
Hey, she's my pimp, so she can do whatever she wants.
Hey, aren't you going out with you're going out with Novice Nancy on Friday, right?
That is if she calls in, I guess. Because now that's
yep, that's the challenge.
That's up for debate nowadays. Now,
that's the challenge.
Well, let's see. We survived Karmageddon, and last week Jeremy was down with the strep throat. I got to ask you real quick, Jeremy. Did the Mormons, did they come in and bathe you and take care of you like they said they were on their post?
Weren't they going to bring you like virgins to come and heal you and stuff? Like
they were
all kinds
be,
of
no,
stuff.
I got none
they
of
said.
That.
Oh my God, false advertising! Don't believe it.
But you still listen to their show on Thursdays. they're still up and coming. But yeah, Jeremy, you're doing a lot
selling
better.
CDs and
you know, strep throat. I was down. And
well, so did you hear what happened last Thursday during the infamous quote unquote art walk?
About
the baby.
Child.
About the baby who died, who was 2 months old.
Yeah.
No, the rumor was that he died. He did not die. He was in intensive care.
No, he eventually died? He eventually died.
Yeah. And the mom was in intensive care too. Did she die too?
No. What happened
I heard. I saw it.
I read the story. What happened was a guy was backing in and he was pulling forward and he hit the stroller.
No, two cars were going to crash and one came in.
Oh, we have a call.
And went on to
who
sidewalk.
Who is this on Verbal Vomit? Hello, you're on.
It's Nancy.
Oh, she called in.
And all I have to say is challenge accepted. You're my friend.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
Oh well, I actually was just telling Dr. Rossi that Hustler's having like
Like, you get something for free if you spend I don't know what, but she said not to go to Hustler.
I didn't say don't go to Hustler. It's just Hustler.
Is it overpriced?
It's overpriced.
It's super overpriced.
And another thing, it's the name.
You gotta support Larry Flint's wheelchair habit.
You have like a Hustler bag for your toys or something if you buy something over like something dollars.
But that's great, but it's kind of like saying, oh, here, you're gonna pay this for the name. Do you know where you get a better product?
Do you know where you're gonna take me yet?
Now, have you,
Nancy?
What do you think is better, Hustler or Pleasure Fest?
Sorry, totally getting distracted. I was having my pozole, drinking my 7-Up, and then all of a sudden, I get pulled in. Yeah. Wait, what was the question?
You liked getting sucked in.
Or pulled out?
Pulled, sucked.
Eaten?
Yeah.
I like that one.
Scratched.
Yeah, I like that on my back.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Taking notes, Nancy?
Are you taking notes? Let me take notes. Scratch.
Scratch on back.
Scratched on back.
Eating out.
Eating out.
Why did that sound electronic? The aliens are coming.
Oh my god, ew.
Did you hear that?
I think it's
just me.
Oh. Eating out.
Oh my goodness. I need to defend myself. I was called a pervert and I refute that comment.
Okay, Nancy, I am giving you the floor to say what you gotta say about you being not being a pervert. Go ahead.
Go.
Thank you so much. Okay, so here's my thing. Everyone should be able to be open about their sexuality and the things that they're into. Should that make them a pervert? No, that makes me just as normal as the lady next door that's probably praying the rosary because I'm standing in front of my door in my underwear. And that doesn't make me a pervert. That doesn't make me any different than her. Maybe my spirituality centers around being sexual.
Is it because you're more sexually open?
It does.
Venus was a god. Venus was a god, and that's the.
Is it because you're more sexually open than your per se your neighbor?
Not necessarily.
I don't think that makes me a pervert because I'm more open.
I'm agreeing with you. I don't think you're a pervert. You know, I listen to your show, by the way. You know, and I think it's the doc that's the perv.
How dare you?
I think so too.
I mean, just if you guys didn't listen to the show this past Sunday, you need to listen to it or download it because Dr. Ross was so hard to try to get those pics of Nancy's boobs.
Exactly.
And but you know what?
It worked. A fucking
boyer. But it worked because I went to FetLife and I saw him.
Right? She does. She has nice.
You have a nice rack. I'm sorry.
She does pride herself in her boobs.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you love her so much, flaunt them. So you know. And I just like calling her a perv because I know it gets her crotchless panties all in a rut. So.
Does she turn on her butterfly?
Yeah. Her vibrating egg.
The bullet?
Yeah. Or no, I think she said it was an egg.
It's an
egg?
Yeah,
the remote control egg.
And
I've heard about that before. They don't. One of my friends actually owns one. And she's...
Her
and her boyfriend when
intimate?
Or when they're just like fucking around like in the house. It's a normal Saturday and ain't doing shit. He'll have the remote control and she has it on her.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, there it goes. Let the games begin.
So you should come on the love
night. I should come?
You're going to come.
Oh, please, yes. Oh, no, don't worry. That'll happen.
And you'll come on the show.
Oh, actually, should we talk to Nancy about what we were talking about before?
Yes.
We have an idea for you guys' show, but that's up to you guys. I know, well, that's why I have both you guys here, and that's why we're talking. Because you know how we were talking about, like, going... you know what happened to my first... vibrator.
She broke it.
It broke it before I even got inserted or anything or even touched
How did you break your vibrator? How did you break it before you used it?
I think in the frustration, possibly.
The built-up tension.
Yes, I need to do this. And it broke.
It fucking broke. Okay, because like I said, I've never had one, so I guess it had some kind of sleeve on it. I couldn't like put the batteries in, so I got a screwdriver and took off some kind of little screw it had on, and then it led to like nothing. So then I put it back on, and then like I finally like unsheathed it and found the battery thing and put the battery in, and by that time it was just done. No refunds.
Where did you buy this? Where did you buy the vibrator at?
I don't know. My friend took me to this place that sold magazines and toys, and it was run by
men.
By men.
Now, so one of them spoke Spanish.
So if you heard our show on Sunday, it probably wasn't something that was fit for your body, and it wasn't something that was.
I never got that far.
Yeah.
Oh, see? But maybe the universe was saying that's not the.
You need to come to Dr. Rozzy and Nancy, and they'll hook you up.
So, getting to that.
Can you guys take pictures of her buying a new vibrator so we can put it up on the Verbal Vomit site?
We haven't put up anything on Verbal Vomit. We always make all these promises that we're going to put all this shit
it's
up.
Like,
so.
It's like
I'd rather not promise.
It's like the song.
Unless
you like.
It's not going to come. Promises.
We're
going to
do field research.
So we were talking about like maybe that could be like a segment on you guys' show, possibly if. Just my adventures of trying to find and what works and what doesn't and what I think of different stuff.
What are you going to name the segment? What sexually gratifies
the
Kitty?
The adventures of making Kitty purr.
Oh, wow.
A purr.
I love the name.
Kitty. Well, I mean, we all know I'm going to make you purr, but I guess the point would be to find a vibrator that makes you purr. Okay.
And then perfect. I don't know if I was just high or if this is like a viable idea because I had heard that there's a Japanese game show that people go on there actually and perform cunnilingus on the girls.
If you're gonna do it, say it right, cunnilingus.
And they have a contest and I guess they judge on who does it better. I don't know if the girls like blindfolded, and maybe it could be like one could be a girl and one could be a boy.
First, why isn't this why is this a competition in Japan? Why isn't this a competition in
Japan
America?
Japan is more
we're lame.
Japan actually, is definitely.
You know, I've
more
noticed
open.
Asian countries and South American countries and Europe they're more liberal with the sexuality with stuff like that.
They definitely are. They definitely are. Like I know.
I remember as a kid when we first got it, we had satellite. And I remember we used to get the South American channels and those Brazilian, the Brazilian channels. Great.
Oh, I remember it was like on The Simpsons left.
I would literally like toss off to those shows because they were like.
Literally.
Toss off to those shows because they were so great, you know, cause naked women.
A lot of, that was a big deal.
You know.
No, but that was a little kid's show. But the novelas were like
all the
hardcore because it was boobies.
When they show Brazilian novelas on Mexican channels, they blur out stuff because when it comes to their sex scenes, it isn't like censored over there. Mm-hmm. But over here, of course, everything is.
So do you accept the challenge, Kitty?
Well,
Nancy has set the challenge of making you purr.
I'm so confused now because I feel like we're talking about so many different things at once. So, okay.
That's pretty much what the show is.
There went the disorganization.
There it went.
So, bottom line is your goal or your mission is to make Kitty purr. And are you up to that challenge?
Oh. That challenge was accepted long ago.
Okay.
Long, long ago. And you call that a challenge?
I would call it a challenge.
But what about the Nancy. What about the Nancy's like, exploration of the vibe? Exploring the vibe.
Wait, what?
Exploring the vibe.
You guys gotta stop talking about it and start
documenting the adventures of
I don't know if
Kitty's buying and trying. Buying and trying. Well, fine. Just throwing all the ideas out there. We'll see what happens.
I mean, you guys can go vibrator shopping, dildo shopping, you know.
Get a gigantic black dildo is what I recommend.
Oh, gross. Okay. Oh. That is the
okay, Jeremy's not coming with us.
Big rubber fist.
Uh-uh. He's not coming with us.
Big rubber
go
fist.
Go from a vibrator to fisting.
Big rubber
of
germs.
Fist. Because of big rubber fist behind us.
They have those germs. I guess we can pick you one up on the way.
Yeah.
We have to get him the anal training kit.
There you go.
Oh, no.
Wow, they just volunteered you.
anal training kit?
Mm-hmm. They have a, it has with beads and all kinds of stuff.
If you're trying something new, I think Jeremy should
try something new. Yeah, we have the feminine side, and now we need the masculine side. Yin and yang. We got to balance this feng shui. Feng shui.
Train my anus.
Who? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Train that ass.
Me?
Spread those cheeks germs.
It won't be the last time we hear that.
He might enjoy it. We had this conversation.
Never say
Sunday.
Never, because you're guaranteeing that it's gonna happen.
Dun dun dun. In that case, may I never? No, I'm kidding. May I never, ever, ever sit on someone's face. May never, never, never I sit on someone's face. Twice. Many times. May I never, ever, ever sit on... What's your vibrating machine, Jeremy, that you're going to get?
The Sibian.
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 That was right the first time.
Sibian.
Maybe
never, ever,
Sibian.
It's like a
Gigantor. I thought you guys were
going to
say
Sibian. Sibian is working pretty good. Like that? Terms isn't laughing.
Hey, what's the show all about tonight? All kinds of things.
It started out with Carmageddon. Now we're ended up with...
Like vomit. There's a whole bunch of different kinds of stuff inside the vomit.
A lot of different chunks that make up the vomit.
Now, for people who are asking what verbal vomit is all about, you just got the description right now. There it is. So stop fucking asking me what verbal vomit is
all
about.
Who's asking you?
There's a little piece of broccoli in it. There's
they may ask you, you're not there.
Yeah. The world doesn't revolve around you.
Okay, Dr. Rossi, you're not the sun.
There's a meatball in there.
I'm not the what? I'm the sun. You're not the sun.
A piece of rice, some corn.
Well,
Nancy may tell you.
Well, I will say this, though.
I'm the sun.
Okay.
Who's the moon?
I don't know.
Sammy's my moon.
Sun and moon.
Fly away.
Y'all give me a sugar coma with that. Bird got it so sweet. I'm going to die of diabetes soon.
You're my cutie cutie cupcake. The apple of my eye.
I don't know how I go.
Oh, my goodness.
So, are we on?
Well, thank you for calling.
We're
Nancy.
On for Friday then.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to my pozole and I will text you, Kitty.
And you're 7 and up.
Oh, my, I know my 7 up. With fucking Captain America on the side of it. What the fuck, man? That took me by surprise.
Nancy,
anyways,
tell your BFF I said hello, okay?
Oh, before you leave, Nancy, I just got to, since I have both of you gals on the line, I just want to say your show, by far, is a great show.
Thank you. It's
like the female version of Dan Savage. I don't know if you guys know who Dan Savage is, but
yes.
I love Dan Savage. I'm like a huge Dan Savage fan because that dude will talk about anything, and you guys talk about anything too, and I like that. You guys are that freedom.
God.
You guys are answering. You guys bring me into a new world of like sexual freedom where I can just picture it in my head and. Like, that checklist that you guys have up is really nice.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
It's really helpful. I don't know if I'll ever use it because I'm not into that, but maybe one day I will be. Who knows? And I'll have a checklist with me.
That's the best compliment I think ever. Wow.
You just made Nancy blush. But the thing is, like, we put on...
Did I make your breast blush, though?
I'm sure they flushed. They may not have blushed, but they're blushed.
Stop putting me on blast, bitch.
Just because I know you, okay? No, but just because I know Nancy did a great job of putting those checklists up there, but if you're ever interested in anything and you search it, there'll be other checklists out there that you're probably into.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm into, like, a lot of things, but it's hard to find somebody who's into what I'm into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm into...
There's probably someone out there.
Like, I'm into water sports, and it's very hard for me to find somebody who's into water sports. I tried the Adult Finder route, the Craigslist route, like, the... other routes.
Have you tried FetLife?
No, I haven't tried that, you know.
Well, you've already checked out Nancy's boobs.
Well, how about you go on FetLife?
Why don't you
more
just...
Than exactly. Thank you. You put the words right out of my mouth.
I have an account now, so might as well start using it, right?
Yeah, why don't you add us? Yes. We're a big old family now.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
because, you know, it doesn't...
So you saw her boobs. Now you got to show us some of yours.
Yes, it's only even.
I'll show you.
Ah, he flashed me. I saw his boobs.
You saw my boobs.
I saw his boobs.
And you know what's funny? One areola is bigger than the other.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh, that's right.
I noticed that last night when I was...
They're different colors.
Yes, they're different colors.
They're different colors. I saw his boobs.
I need to find somebody who's into man boobs because I think there's chicks out there who are into man boobs. I mean... I might as well use them.
Ask that question. Ask a female
question. You got them, plan them.
Exactly.
And ask, who's into moobs? You will get a response.
That's why this is the summer I'm going to go braless. That's it.
Go braless. Burn your bra.
I'm going to burn my bra.
Burn your bra.
You're going to burn your bro?
Yeah, burn my bro.
Alrighty then, Nancy. Go back to your dinner. Okay. Tell your BFF I said hello.
Thanks for calling in, Nancy.
Wait. See you Friday.
Yeah. I don't even know. Okay.
All right.
Well, anyways.
All right. I'll text
bye.
You what I meant.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Well, we got a lot. Yay. You got a lot taken care of then.
for Friday. You guys are on like Donkey Kong, and that's awesome. So I can't wait. Okay, no. Getting back to that. Getting back to that story of that kid dying. My thing is why the fuck are you taking a two-month-old out at 9 o'clock at night?
Because you got to be cool.
No, fuck that shit. You're a parent. Be fucking responsible.
Wait, 2 months old?
Yeah, she was 2 months old, 57 days. And they were taking her out. They took her out for an art walk, and the baby died. It's like, art walk to me is nothing but an excuse for hipsters to get out there and get drunk. That's all it is.
Are you sure, though, that they were out there for art walk?
I looked at the picture of the dude. Yeah, he was out there for art walk.
Really? What dude?
The father.
Because I walked by where it happened, mm-hmm. like, the next night, and they were having, like, a candlelight vigil kind
of
thing.
Yeah, the guy's Mexican, so of course they're going to have that.
Yeah.
But
Mexican hipster?
But that's the reason why I said that, is because I knew that they were Mexican, and the majority of the people at Art Walk, honestly, are, like, white kids.
I'll tell you why he's a hipster, because he's from Montebello. Enough said.
Okay.
Enough said. Anybody who was in Montebello listens to Morrissey and are into all that stuff, you know. But, you know, regardless.
Do they hang out at the Venice Room? Cause
probably.
I like that place.
Well, point being is, like, if you're going to be a responsible parent, that's fine. I mean, find a babysitter. You know, you don't need to be taking your two-month-old out to art walk and, you know, and look what happened, tragedy. You know, I feel bad for the kid because the kid died. Do I feel bad for the parents now because they're idiots? You know,
but people take their babies to freaking movies, and there should not be movies either.
Yeah, you know, there's a restaurant, and I think it's in New York.
That they're banned?
Or in Pennsylvania, where they're banning kids.
Oh, my God.
Six and under.
But now they're probably protesting against it.
No,
there's churches here where kids are banned. They have that little room behind the glass and, like, take your kids over there.
It's not taking away anybody's freedom or rights because it's a business and they're there to make money. Just like with the church. It's a business.
The parents that got kicked off of the airplane because their baby wouldn't shut the hell up.
I'm sorry, but on my flight back from Europe and that kid's screaming.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, they sued and all this bullshit. Section. Dude, like, or a baby flight. Freaking put them all freaking somewhere else.
Well, baby sectioner, I mean, they shouldn't be traveling. I mean, a kid should not be traveling like that, until they're old enough to understand and comprehend. I mean, it's understandable. Yeah. If you're going to go
if it's an emergency.
It's understandable. But I don't want my dining experience to be ruined by screaming kids. And I have screaming kids, you know, and I know better. I know better not to take them to a nice restaurant. Like, I'll take them to Olive Garden. They can throw a hissy fit there. I don't give a shit because that's shit food. But if I'm going to go somewhere where I'm going to, you know, put some money down and it's a nice ambiance, I'm not going to take my kids, you know. Plus,
I don't want my Taco Bell meal disturbed, okay?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, if you're at Taco Bell, fuck it. All bets are off because, you know,
They should divide the world into, like, the half with people with kids
babies,
and the half
no
for the
babies.
And half for the normal of us that just like
that's
to,
not fair, though, because when I start procreating,
then you have to move on the other side. Then you have to go on the other side. Yeah, you have to go on
right
the other
now,
side.
Right now, I'm on the non-breeder side.
Yeah.
No breeding.
Yeah. It's a rated. You can go to your rated G world once you have your.
See, I'm
and
on
then B, I was my the ADHD kicked in, and we went from babies to Morrissey to Montebello back to baby killing.
That's verbal vomit.
Morrissey wasn't Morrissey. We talked about Morrissey.
Yeah, because like, Morrissey Bello, Montebello. Because a lot of Morrissey fans are from Montebello.
Oh, like Los Angeles.
Did anyone get that?
Like Los Angeles. But I kept it in the back of my head, and I was like, how did baby killing go from Morrissey to? Okay, I get it now.
Well, either way. Now, with that being taken, okay, you guys obviously have parents. Do you guys get along with your parents?
I do.
All right. Would your parents let you have a party?
Yeah.
If you wanted to? Kitty?
No.
Okay. Would you go to the extent of killing your parents for a party?
Oh, I heard about this.
Well, apparently some kid in Miami, Florida.
I would if I was, what is the Menendez brothers?
The Menendez brothers?
Menendez brothers.
Well, they did it for the money. They did it for the money. This kid, he was a 17-year-old from Miami, Florida. I guess he asked his parents if he could have a party. They said no. So what he ended up doing was he posted up on Facebook saying, you know, and he invited like 40 to 60 kids to come over. Before they came over, he decided to bash their heads in with a hammer. And drag the bodies into their room, cover them up with paper, files, blankets, towels, and then.
How old was he?
He was 17, and then put the hammer right in between them, and just locked the parents' door. So it was nothing out of the ordinary. The only reason why the cops actually looked around because they got a disturbing the peace call when the party was breaking up. And then somebody had to call for a welfare check because they were concerned, like, where's this guy's parents at? Why is this party going on so late? So when they did the welfare check, they found the parents deceased. Apparently, his motive, I mean, they don't really give an exact motive of why he did it. They don't know that
yet. It must have been some party for him to do, like, life now.
To fucking kill his kid. It must have been one hell of a fucking party. I mean, there must have been, like, shitloads of ecstasy, cocaine, marijuana, alcohol.
Wait, you know? Ecstasy is a happy like, drug. Ecstasy doesn't make you kill people.
It used to be an antidepressant.
But was this kid, like, fucked up or...
I think he was fucked up. Quite I don't possibly. Think it has to do with the party.
You know, quite possibly.
That is my analysis, Dr. Rossi.
Yes.
Well, obviously he was fucked up. I mean, what he did is a fucked up thing, but... did he show remorse?
No.
Or he was just like, oh, and yeah.
His social personality.
I wanted to have a party.
Did he have any pets or were they all dead already?
That right there is access to stuff. So there's other... stuff going on.
Access to from prior. The five axial.
Yeah, in order diagnosis. To be diagnosed with a psychological disorder, there's five axes of disorder.
And what if are you're
axis one, axis two, axis three, axis four, axis five.
Okay, no, but can you give me like
axis one is all like your anxiety, depression, things like that.
So bipolar, that's like on the low
no,
end.
No, no, no. It's not. Don't jump to axis
okay,
five.
Axis
hold
one,
on. Axis 1 just basically says
treatable.
What kind of disorder it is.
Axis 1, treatable.
Axis 2, personality disorders.
Personality disorders.
No minors can be on the...
And mental retardation. So
oh, a minor
minors
can
be on axis 2. Bam!
No personality on the adults because your personality... Personality still
this
developing.
Is when you're in... Yeah. Axis 3 is medical condition. Axis 4 is your environment. Axis 5 is your assessment scale, like how
global assessment of functioning. So basically,
how good
you can have bipolar with like 50 GAF, or you can have bipolar with like an 85 GAF. Just depends
okay,
how
now, what,
well they're functioning in everyday life.
A GAF
life.
What?
Is
yeah.
functioning, and what the functioning is the higher your score, the better. So you can be bipolar.
0 to 100.
0 to 100. And you can be, like, let's say bipolar.
If you're, like, 45, less than 50 or below,
if you're less than
you usually
50,
need hospitalization.
You need ongoing treatment. Above 50, you can probably be discharged on your own. Everything you're doing fine.
Okay. Like, 50 to, like, 75, you still need some kind of services.
But it's not... where you need services like on a weekly, you could probably have like case management.
Yeah, but services.
Monthly check-ins, things like that.
No, okay, with that being said, has psychology gone to the point to where if my, hypothetically, if my kid was like, let's say, acting up and I just like took him to the doctor, would it be diagnosed as a disorder or is it just like, growing pains as a kid growing up. I mean, how do you discern between the both?
It depends on the functional impairments.
Okay.
The severity of the disorders and if it's getting in the way of your life. That's how I've always explained it to the clients also. It's just like, okay, everyone, because I believe everyone can be diagnosed. It's just how high your GAF is, how high your functioning is. So if you have, you know, let's just keep going with the bipolar thing. If you have bipolar and you're on your meds and you're doing this and this and this and that, you may not. If that's working for you, then go for it. Because some people will be like, well, I don't need it. Okay, fine. Like, how are your relationships with others? If they're fine, you have a job, you have this and this and that, then yeah, no. But if your symptoms are getting in the way of your functioning, of getting a job or keeping a job or keeping a relationship or doing things that you want to do, then it's kind of like, well, what needs to happen for that to happen?
So in what you do in your field as a doctor, do you find... more people are self-medicating themselves with illicit drugs or are they actually on the drugs that they're being prescribed?
Both. I think it's a combination of both.
Do you think it makes it potentially worse?
I think, yeah, definitely. Because if you're not following what your psychiatrist is telling you, or hopefully you're on with your psychiatrist and not just a general physician, then there shouldn't be a problem.
Nurse practitioners can prescribe too,
now,
right?
Yeah, but... I'm not saying that that's bad, but a psychiatrist has the training in psychotropic medication.
Mm-hmm.
And if the nurse practitioner has training in psychotropic medication, then okay. And that's all this, the psychiatric medications.
Do you, as in the field that you're in, do you constantly get barraged with new products of antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, you get a lot of those pamphlets and tell, well, this is the one that's going to be the one that works, or how do you figure out what's going to work for them medically?
For us, no, because we don't prescribe. So okay. That's the good thing. The psychiatrist always deals with that.
Okay.
So, but we have to be in.
Can you make a recommendation like to the psychiatrist? Like,
no.
Hey,
no. Well, we could if we wanted to, but he's going to be
off
like.
Off the record.
Yeah, he's going to be like, yeah, right. It's kind of like us going to our physicians and saying, hey, can you give me.
And keep in mind. A psychiatrist is a doctor loca? With a specialty. So just think about, like, when you talk to your doctor, do you say, like, hey, you'll I think of this and that, do this, and they're like, anyway, so what's your symptoms? Like,
my psychiatrist that I work with, he's a great psychiatrist. He's actually one that asked for my opinion. What do you think? What do you think this is? Do you think we should medicate him?
Other people know the client
but
better.
There's other, like, at other places mm-hmm. where I used to work where it was just, oh, no, this kid doesn't have anything. I would see stuff.
I would have thought between a psychiatrist and a psychologist that's with that same patient, there would be some type of dialogue between the doctor and the therapist about how recommendations and stuff like that.
No, there should be.
A lot of things should be, but they're not.
When I was being treated for depression or ADHD, as they called it for me, the doctor, the psychiatrist I saw, and the therapist I saw, they were in the same building, they were in the same office, and they would communicate with each other because my psychiatrist would tell me, oh, well, this is what your therapist told me, and this is what we talked off, you know, off the record. This is what he recommended, but these are my recommendations. I'm going to have you go with mine, but I'm going to take what he said into consideration. You know, there was dialogue between both of them.
And so that's the way that it should be. But there's other people who just are very much, well, I'm the MD, and
But it sounds like that's what happened anyway, is that he overrode whatever the... Yeah,
but either way, MD always overrides us anyway.
The diagnosis and recommendations and everything.
Have you met any shady MD, any shady psychiatrists who just prescribe?
They're shady in everything.
Like, I hear stories left and right. I haven't heard of, like, kid psychiatrists being shady.
You think kid psychiatrists can potentially lose? There's too much to lose, and it's very regulated.
Even though the medications they use is off label.
See, what I never understood, because when I was, you know, when we were kids growing up, you know, well, psychiatry and therapy was sort of a taboo subject, you know?
Because
I went through that stigma, you know, when I was like 15 years old, when the doctor told me that I was depressed, and what my dad told me was, get over it, you're not going to see a doctor. You know, so it took initiative out of me when I was 18 to actually do it my own. You know, now I used to chalk it up as, okay, it's kids being kids. But it wasn't until I found out later on that, you know, there are kids who are severely, you know, who have mental problems because of the environment that they're in, because their parents are fucked up. You know, so a lot of it has to do with the environment generally. Or?
Well, it could. A lot of the symptoms can be. I don't know what the word would be. Maybe you can help me with it, Kitty. Induced, maybe? Or what's the other word I'm looking for? Aggravated by your environment? You know what I mean?
Influence?
Yeah, like...
Conditional because of your environment. If you take someone out of their environment, sometimes their symptoms cease.
Yeah, there we go.
It just depends, like, if you live with, like, fucked up people that are...
Like, for instance, like, my kids. I think one of my kids... I have certain kids that would do so much better. Like, they're depressed, they're anxious, whatever, but would do so much better if they weren't with their parents.
Yeah, if
they didn't live with their parents.
It's so sad
because they add to the symptoms.
But you tell me, Dr. Rozzi, some of the kids that we've worked with, like, you're just like, how is this kid so fucked up? And then you meet the parents and you're like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
And I'd be as fucked up or worse than
sometimes
you.
Sometimes I'm like, your kid shouldn't be here. It's you that needs to see the therapist.
Yeah.
Like, I actually told that to one parent once.
If you want to chime in about your childhood and how destructive it was, you want to talk to the doctor, 1-800-893-9562. That's 1-800-893-9562.
Go ahead. Get some free therapy.
Yes, get some free medical advice.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Is it Tracy?
Yeah, hey man, how y'all doing?
What's up, my nigga Tracy
Morgan?
What's up,
Tracy? Yeah, how you doing, my brother? Hey man.
Hey.
You know, I bet I'll beat Mel Gibson in a fight.
I bet you will.
Yeah, he's a Scientologist. You know that?
Mel Gibson's a Scientologist? I didn't know that.
Mel Gibson is a Scientologist.
I didn't know that.
He pays money to be, like, rich. You know, he's like high up on the Scientology.
Really? I thought it would be more like...
Yeah. So he's like an alien, then.
No, he's like a Satan 5 or 6. Mel Gibson's like a Satan 4.
What about Shrek?
He's strong. He's high up there.
He's high up there. What about... So is he higher than Tom Cruise? Because I know Tom Cruise is a Scientologist.
Man, this guy is a Jesus freak, you know? Mel Gibson. So you know the power of the Lord.
Yes.
It's God with this one.
So
the Tracy... Lord speaks strong with this one, my friend.
So, Tracy...
That's right.
So did you spend your weekend in New York, or were you in L.A.?
Why you gotta know my business?
I
ain't telling you where I am. People want me dead and shit.
I'm not saying where you're at now, since this past weekend.
People want me dead.
Who wants you dead, Tracy?
Tina Fey want to kill me.
Why does she?
She's a good friend of mine, and she want me dead.
Why does she want you dead?
She hate me. World hates Tracy Morgan. What the fuck? Everybody need to show Tracy a little love because I'm starting to feel a little self-conscious.
I fell.
You know? Like you make one little goddamn comment and you hurt everybody's damn feelings. What's up with that? I didn't pay for this shit. Shit. Come on. I'm cool, you know? I said my apology. I'm a nice guy. But people want to hang me. Hang, man. They wrote songs about that shit. Being hanged. Hang the black man.
Hang the black man.
You know what I'm saying? That's all white with me. That's all white. That's, come on.
That's the life of Tracy Morgan, huh?
I guess so. Hang. Gotta be, you know, you gotta be hung and tortured for your sins.
Yes.
Oh, but if you're a Scientologist, then that don't matter.
Why, because you can pay your way into heaven?
Hell yeah! Pay your way on up. I've been doing my Scientology research, man.
Are you saying on the air that you're gonna convert to Scientology?
Yeah, I'm not saying a goddamn thing.
We're just gonna have to wait and find out.
Hey man, you'll read about it in the papers. Though I'll tell you what, if I do, everybody up my ass with a damn fine tooth comb. You know what I mean?
Yes, Tracy.
Everybody in my business. Right now is where if I had some child pornography, I'd be going to jail. You know what I'm saying?
Well, why would Tracy Morgan have child pornography with him?
I'm just saying, man, Tracy Morgan would never have child pornography. But
good.
I'll tell you what, it would be on the fucking Wall Street Journal if I did.
Yeah, it would be on the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, because you got to pay attention to the stocks.
Of course, because Tracy Morgan's stock's so up there right now, right? Selling.
Yeah, man, I got NASDAQ, you know.
I got
Dow Jones up in my sleeve.
So would you say your stock's better than Adam Sandler's stock?
Adam Sandler's my bro. He's good. He's down for America. He's making money, and he don't spend it in the stock market, I tell you that much.
That's because he's, you know.
Yes, Dave, say it.
Because he's Jewish.
You said the N word. Why don't you say J word?
Jewish?
J word. I ain't no J word. You a J word. You a J word. That's right. He's a J word. You a J word. In the face. You know what?
What, Tracy?
Deal with it.
Yes, we will deal with it.
I was supposed to be in that movie Rush Hour, but then 2 weeks into shooting, I was replaced by Jackie Chan.
Yes, we know about that. But you were in that movie Cop Out, weren't you, with Bruce Willis?
That was a fun time. I had a good time.
You did? So how would you rate Bruce Willis? Is he a stand-up guy? I mean, because he did get fucked out of his life.
I don't know if I can say anything about Bruce Willis, man. He'll kick your ass.
Well, he did get fucked out of his life. I mean, Demi Moore left him for Ashton Kutcher.
She didn't leave him. I think they were divorced already.
Can't you see why? She wanted a little piece of young meat.
A little piece of young meat.
Tell it.
So the cougar
young meat.
So the cougar wanted a cub.
I like cubs.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, I know you like cubs.
I like otters. What's an otter?
Yeah.
Well, Tracy, we got to get together and have a drink, you and I.
I got an idea. Let's meet in New Orleans.
Yes, let's meet in New Orleans, because last time you called from New Orleans, you sounded like you were having a fucking good time, and I wanted to be part of it.
I miss that place, man. That place was real good.
I'll tell you what. Sometime during the week, we'll go to New Orleans, and we'll get trash, Tracy Morgan style.
Hey, man, I'm down with it.
All right.
I'll see if Jerry Seinfeld comes.
Yeah, let's get Jerry.
He likes it down there, too.
He likes it down there, too. Awesome.
Yeah, all right,
then we'll definitely have to plan that.
All right, cuz.
All right, brother. Well,
all right, man. Yeah. Hey, y'all have a good night.
Thank you, sir.
Good night.
Thanks for calling in, Tracy.
Hey, man, if y'all talk to Tina Fey, tell her I love her.
I will. You want to plug
in? And don't forget to check me out. Don't forget to check me out on my YouTube channel.
On your YouTube channel? Tracy Morgan YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, just go to thumb.com and put in my name, and there I come.
All right, then. You got it.
I love y'all.
I love yous too, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. How about we take a musical break?
Introduce the songs?
We'll come back and we'll...
No, you don't.
Yeah. We'll start off with... we're going to start off the set with Ravens in Autumn by Sansella Asylum here on the Verbal Vomit Show.
All the pretty girls in the world, and the ugly girls too. But to me, you're pretty anyway, baby. You give me your number, I call you up. You act like your pussy on interrupt. I don't have no trouble with you fucking me, but I have a little problem with you not fucking me. Baby, you know I'ma take care of you, cause you said you got my baby and I know it ain't true. Is it a good thing? No, it's bad, bitch. For good or worse, it makes you switch. So I walk on over with my crystal. Bitches, niggas, put away your pistol. Dirty won't be having it in this house, cause bitch, I'll cripple your style. Now that you heard my charming voice, you couldn't get another nigga. Your coochie won't get moist. If you wanna look good and not be bummy, yo, you better give me that money.
Baby, I got your money, don't you worry. I said, hey, baby, I got your money.
I whispered in the air, you wanna be with me? You wanna look pretty though in my video? Oh, dirty on the hat, and I let you all know. Just dance if you caught up in the Holy Ghost trance. If you stop, I'ma put them killer ants in your pants. I'm the ODB, as you can see. FBI, don't you be watching me. I don't want no problems, cause I put you down in the ground where you cannot be found. I'm just dirt dog trying to make somebody. So give me my streaks and give me my honey. Radios play this all day, every day. Recognize I'm a fool and you love me. None of you know, better look at me funny. You know my name, now give me my money.
Hey, dirty.
Sing it.
Baby, I got your money.
Sing it, girl.
I said, hey.
Just sing it right now.
Baby, I got your money.
If 31 is hey, money, I think y'all should give him his money.
Baby, I got your
That's
money.
How I like you. Like this all night. Bitches, put your ass out, let me hold it tight. You're looking at my wrist, ain't this so nice? The price, bitch, is diamond, shining, disco line. You better help me solve my problem. I'ma get this money and rob them. Lucky dog when I won the lotto. Ran up on my car, I'm carrying Rollo. But hold on, you can call me dirty and then lift up your skirt. And you want some of this dirty. God made dirt and dirt bust your ass. Stop annoying me. Yeah, play my music loud. And take the bats and old dirty to move the crowd. You say he had his dick in his mouth. Eddie Murphy taught me that back of the house. But give me the money.
Hey, dirty. Baby, I got your money. Don't you worry. I said, hey. Baby, I got your money. Hey, dirty.
I wanna be here.
But I get the storybook. You all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you time, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and my sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kitty starts to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked round good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed out ahead, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers cast. Good night. Knock 'em out the box, Rick. Knock 'em out, Rick.
Oh, boy. That Uncle Rick is really
knock
weird.
Out, Rick.
I know, right? What does he mean, straight and narrow?
Knock 'em out the box.
Heard Slick Rick doing Children's Story. Before that was Got Your Money by ODB, Old Dirty Bastard, and Kielis. Before that was a Maria pick. Actually, ODB was Maria's pick, and the pick before that was Spaghetti Cat.
My pick.
That was a pick. When I actually first heard that song, it made me laugh. I actually bought more songs after that dude from iTunes.
I love that song. My cousin posted it on my MySpace back in the day, and it has a video if you ever get a chance to look it up. And ever since that, I was I wish they had, if anyone can find it, please let me know, extended remix or something, because that song is way too short and it's a good song and it should be extended.
Well, his album on iTunes, I like those niche songs that are just weird and retarded, and they're kind of funny too, because you know, they're always fun songs like that are always great, you know. All right. So if you want to call in, the number here is 1-800-893-9562. This is Verbal Vomit with Dave,
Kitty,
Doctor, and Kitty, who's going to be purring on Friday.
If I knew how to purr, I'd telling you about it on the Love Sunday.
Yeah, you got to tell us. You got to tell me and the audience what happened on the
You got to chime in. Not okay, you got to tell us. You got to chime in. You got to listen.
Well, I'm going to be here, so yeah. Oh, next week, people, you need to tune in because we're having La Bestia come in. Issa Lay's own La Bestia. She's been in Media Blitz before. That band was before that was the had some members from a band called Undertakers, which is Issa Lay hardcore. And you got Rudy Medina, who's an excellent guitarist who's been in the punk rock scene for God knows how long. but he's been in there for a long time. So next week, tune in. Actually, Sunday at the Redwood Bar, you can catch him. They're going to be playing with another 80s hardcore band, Sin 34, which is actually one of the first hardcore bands I got into. Well, first one of the first California punk rock bands I got into when I was starting to get into punk. And there's one thing I like about punk rock. It's female punk rock singers, and she's not the typical one. She actually sings. And she has good songs, like New Wave Slut, Only Love, Bads, 12-Hour Trip, stuff like that. All right, so that's next week. So tune in for La Bestia on Verbal Vomit. So we're going to have a
and
nice...
And that's how you say it, Bestia?
La Bestia.
No, Bestia?
Bestia. I think it's Bestia. Oh, I think I'm pronouncing it wrong, so... She'll probably correct me next week. So, yeah, we'll find the real way to say it. I think it's best. You think you're right. It is Bestia.
Bestia.
What did you say?
Bestia.
Bestia. Okay. Well, he's a coconut. It's okay.
You said coco?
A little bit. But I'm proud of that fact because I don't give a shit.
Hey. Coco.
I said coco.
I see you, coco.
I use Spanish when I need to use Spanish.
Well, when he can, because he can't.
Oh, do you speak Spanish?
No. I speak a little bit of Spanish.
¿Hablas español como yo hablo español?
Not fluently like that. Not fluently like that. But I know enough to get by.
No, no puede.
Sí se puede. Pero él no puede.
Ajá, no puede.
I understand what you guys are talking, so I'm not stupid. So.
Well, that's because we're saying very simple stuff, but I think if we... If you guys had a Macon in Spanish...
Mm-hmm, if you guys had a if you had a conversation, I would be able to understand, because my grandma... She speaks nothing but Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah, well, my mom speaks nothing but Spanish.
Yeah, so I understand what your mom would say when she would talk to me.
Well, you know what? My grandma speaks nothing but Spanish and jerigonza. So what?
What is what? That another dialect?
What's up?
Spanish pig Latin.
Spanish pig Latin?
So when we were around, she'd be like, bleh, 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 and I'm like, oh, hell no, grandma.
Oh, hey.
I didn't know there was Spanish pig Latin. That is crazy.
And she spoke
it. Verbal Vomit exclusive. No, she's kidding.
Guatemalan pig Latin.
I don't like Guatemalan say guatapeor. It makes me feel bad.
Yeah, de Guatemala or guatapeor.
They're always like so nice though. Guatemaltecos.
Us Chapinas are very nice.
Mm-hmm. I think they're the nicest out of the Latin American.
Aw, thank you.
Who would be on your bottom of the Latin American list?
Let's see. I always want to start the shit, my shit list, right?
Yeah.
Put my shit list on blast. Argentinians hate us. Whoever doesn't hate us, Salvadorians hate us.
But Argentina is part of South America. They're not part of Latin America.
What? Wait, run that by me one more time. What did Spaniards. You say?
Argentina is part of South America, not Latin America. Latin America is in between Mexico and South America.
That's Central America. Latin America is
everything. Central, right?
From Mexico all the way down to Chile.
Well, actually, that came out in the news that we're not being taught geography right in here.
Well, I was kick-ass at geography. I really was.
I don't even know where I'm at. Like, seriously.
Skid Row Studios. I was going to try to check in, but I couldn't check in.
Hey, we're on Foursquare. It's on Foursquare.
It's on Foursquare.
I don't know if I've been ousted as mayor as Skid Row Studios.
Tengo
solo Yelp y el Twitter.
Oh, este es el king de Yelp.
Yelp, yeah, I love Yelp. Yelp helps me out in my restaurant decisions, and that's it. So I'll use Yelp.
I use Groupon to help me with restaurant decisions.
I've always wanted to use Groupon, but I don't know.
I don't use it like for the actual deals. I use it to find places to eat, and I've found really nice places.
With the Groupon, I've heard a lot of people have a lot of problems with using those Groupons because a lot of restaurants, they'll put them up there, but they won't honor that shit.
That's bullshit. It's like do they put it on blast that
Groupon
does not work and to boycott from now on?
They will put the restaurant on. But there's a sushi place right by where I live called Sushi Haroba, and they were accepting Groupons when I was reading the Yelp reviews. But then all of a sudden they stopped using it, and I've read that the food quality there sucks for being an expensive sushi restaurant, and the quality sucks because I wanted to take my daughter because she loves sushi. No, we're not going to have that. So we went to
Crunchyroll.
I don't know. People keep telling me about sushi, but that should be your mission. I don't eat sushi.
You don't eat sushi? Why not?
I've never had anybody take me. What did you think?
Sushi Gen in Little Tokyo, that place kicks ass.
What did you
think? I've never been there.
No. I went there for the first time a couple weeks
ago.
What
did you think, Pussy Gato?
Yes.
What did you think?
What? I said, but I thought you did eat sushi.
No, I don't eat sushi.
Oh.
my bad.
Yeah, no damn bad. Okay.
You should start eating sushi because it kicks ass.
Yes, it does.
Well,
if someone wants to eat my sushi, go for it. I like
won't
that.
Your sushi be eaten on Friday?
Is it? I thought we were just going dildo shopping. No, not dildo, vibrator shopping.
Didn't we just say I never ever want to sit on someone's face?
Yes,
yeah.
That was
no,
brought up.
I would like a competition between either two guys or two girls or a guy and a girl to see who's better. If they think they have skills in the cunnilingus. Four syllables.
Or you
cunnilingus.
Or a cunning linguist.
A cunning linguist.
Or a master debater. It's obviously never
Friday.
Heard of
no, te gusta.
Like I just said, haven't I been saying that I like being eaten out? Hasn't that been established already? But in case it, like, just announcement. Yes, I like that.
You know,
and we can tell if the guy or the girl, I guess, likes doing it or not. You can tell.
How can
if
you
tell? Don't eat it, you don't deserve it. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Now, do you go down or? So even if it's stinky?
Oh, it is never stinky. You handle your business.
Okay.
Please.
It's a guy or it's a girl.
Please.
And if you would have listened on Sunday, we talked about hygiene.
We talked about wipes.
Yes. It has to be clean. Because if it smells funky, there's something wrong down there.
One of my big things is if I'm out and I'm going out and I'm going to hook up with somebody, I will excuse myself and take a shower really quick to get myself freshened up. I don't want to go down there with guns a-blazing dirty. I got to be clean down there. It's a big thing. You need to be clean down there because if the clam is smelling like fish, there's something wrong with that.
That's a myth because, like, I know we all have BO, but if it smells really, really, really bad, where you're
there's
just
natural
like,
odor, and then there's
funk.
You like to go to a doctor.
Unhealthy funk.
I went to school with a girl in high school, and she smelled. And after high school, she was married, and she still smelled. And I just thought about it. How does her husband do it?
They say it's pheromones.
Ooh, extra powerful pheromones, and she blundered
that
on her
yeah, our pheromones attract to one another.
Mm-hmm. They say that because we're so cleansed now and perfumed that we may not find our soulmate because we can't smell them.
I found my soulmate.
Oh, that's
precious. So anyways,
but
back to the rest of the bitter crowd here.
Bitter? Who's bitter? So going back to the stinky muff, cleanliness, like you said during your show, is the way to go. You have
godliness.
You have to be a little clean down there. Nobody wants
not
to
a little
cheese.
Clean. You but, have to be clean. Period.
I mean, I've been with some girls who had some funk down there, and I would like wipe it down, and one of them got offended.
With what?
With a wipey. No, I got a paper towel from the kitchen. And I wiped her down. I got a wipey out, and I cleaned her, and she got offended. It's like,
well, it depends because if you're fresh, and that goes for anybody. If you're fresh in a relationship and all of a sudden you just
but
do
it. But
it's
not a wipey?
Yeah, you do kind of get offended. But if you're kind of like, oh, hey, babe, you know, blah, 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 and you bring it up in conversation. I wish Nancy was here and we could totally, like, do a role play and everything.
Okay, that's if you're in a relationship. How about if it's just straight out just...
And you bust out a wipey?
Bust out sex, and that's all it is, just sex.
Well, if you're just busting out sex, then...
Should they get offended? I mean, because she was working all day, and she sweated and smelled.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's just
and you happen to
like,
have a wipey right there,
if it's
I was with if it's psycho bitch back then.
If it smells,
what does it have to do with wipes?
Like if it's wipes. Odor, like if it's odor, like you know, we all put deodorant on in the morning. But as the day goes by, hey, it starts wearing off. Whatever, you know, our natural aroma starts coming out. But if it's tolerable, where you're just like, okay, that's what a girl smells like, then you.
Because guys smell too. There's like guy smell. That's, I mean,
there's
smell.
Like some
but then
guy
there's
smell,
like.
And then there's sweaty balls.
You
set.
Should not
exactly.
have.
Exactly. There's
pulled
just
your
like
pants
with
down.
There's certain female smells that's natural and smells good. And then there's just funk.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. If it's funk, there's something wrong and you shouldn't be down there.
Yeast
because
infection
it's
probably?
Bacteria and
that
infection.
Makes it smell bad.
Yeah, that makes it smell that way. Well, like it's when you're with your partner and. I know that, you know, I have my partner and everything, and we have our partner, and after you're having sex or whatever, and then the day goes by and you kind of like, oh my god, you know, and you kind of get low, what do they call, phantom smells or whatever, where you remember, or right when you're done having sex and you, it smells in the air. Yeah.
That's natural.
That's natural.
There would be times when I was with, when I was in a relationship, where we would have sex and I would smell myself because she was still on me. I wouldn't clean myself because I would like to have her scent on me, you know, and I, it would turn me on. It would turn her on too. I mean, no, to me, nothing turned me on more than her coming off work, because she was clean about a lot of things and just eating that pussy out right after she came out of work in the car while we were still in the parking lot of her job. Because nothing turned me on more than that. Then I met this other girl and funk. She had some serious funk. And I was just like, whoa. And I go, and I busted her wife. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, you, like, don't get offended, but you kind of smells on her. I, you know, because maybe because you worked all day and you're sweating. She's like, oh. And she, like, pulled up her pants and took off. I was like, well, bye. See you later.
Well, yeah. It's kind of like, oh, kitty, you smell right now. You'd be like, oh, what? Like, yeah, it makes you feel bad. You know, it's the way you present it. You know, you just be like, oh.
Well, I didn't know how to present
maybe you,
it back then.
You should have, like, gone back up and just, like, fingered her or something.
Yeah. You should have worked around it, like, you know, and then, like, brought it up. I don't know, because that obviously is going to be a mood killer.
Yeah.
It's obviously going to be a mood
killer. It was a mood killer, and you know what? That pretty much ended the whole thing between both of us. And you know what? Oh, well. C'est la vie, you know? It's Ross Ra. But that was my question. You know, there, if there's funk, then there's funk, and if there's nice funk, then there's nice funk.
Yeah, there's the scent.
Yeah.
Like you said, like when, in the spur of the moment, you weren't expecting to have sex and you're just like a quickie and then you're running off to work and then you have that person scent on you, that's normal. But if you're just like, oh, what is that? Then yeah, there's something wrong. And yeah, it goes for girls and it goes for guys.
I've had this, speaking of quickies, now, is it, now, how does that affect the psyche of the other partner? If it's all about quickie, you know, because, like, to me, a quickie is, like, you know, you want to get that sexual release out real quick, and you're both are into it. And after a while, I think she started, I mean, the partner I was with, she started to complain about the quickies because we would just have quickies, but we would actually...
No regular?
Well, we would have regular. We would have regular, like, you know, like, every other night, but we would have quickies, like, we would be at the store, and, you know, we'd pass certain things, and we'd be like, well, you know... Let's go to the bathroom really quick. And we just, like, you know.
But she started complaining about it?
Yeah, she said that's all what our relationship was based on, quickies.
Maybe you needed a more regular one then.
Maybe.
You needed more intimacy, basically, is what she was getting down to.
Ah. Well, now I know. Because, for the next one.
Yeah, because quickies is about getting off. Let's get our needs met. It isn't about the connection, about the, one of the things, I don't know if it was on the Love Bite that we were talking about it, but it's, and I hate to make this reference, but it's kind of the, what is that damn movie? Avatar, the ICU. It's that precious connection. Yeah, it's that connection of intimacy. Whereas opposed to, hey, let's do it in the bathroom, is get it in because I want you to get it in right now.
So do you think, psyche-wise, men... Okay, men and women obviously have different psyches when it comes to sex. You know, they have different needs, you know, that they both want met. Now, have you ever encountered a female who is all about them and not about the other person, not about you?
Yeah, definitely. We all have innate sexual needs.
Yeah.
The way that it's broken down in society is that men have this need, women have this need, and women aren't supposed to have this need, and men aren't supposed to have that need. But there's girls that are just your typical fuck me, fuck me, fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's your girls who are very intimate. And there are your guys that who don't want quickies and want your, oh no, hold my hand, let's cuddle after. And there's girls that are like, I don't want to fucking cuddle, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are some girls where, like, they're like, get off of me after they're done having sex and the guy's trying to cuddle. Their roles are switched after sex and the girl's like, I need my space. And when we sleep together, let's sleep apart. And the guy's like, but I want to hold you. And no, don't touch me. So,
I've been on both sides of the fence with that one where I was the more intimate one. But then I think that jaded me because the other person would just like be like, you know, get away, you know, give me some space. So in my next relationship, I guess I turned the tables. I was more like, okay, well, I'm done. I got you off. I got off. So why don't you go sit over there and I'll make dinner and just leave me alone the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and gosh, I'm just like totally letting out my sexual life out in the air.
That's what therapists do.
But you're not getting charged by the hours.
I know. It's free therapy. Take advantage. Take advantage.
Yeah, if you want free therapy, it's 1-800-893-9562. Go ahead and give us a call. Okay, so we have some other stories that we wanted to get into. Let's see. Any, mini, my, mom, can't you talk about the show? Okay, we're going to start with Maria's stories because she has one that's really juicy. Well, it's not. I want to say it's juicy, but it's a really severed. It's about a lady who severed ties with her husband. How does that go?
Okay, David.
Kids. Do we need to do some marital counseling?
No.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. Well, me and Dr. Rozzi were actually talking about this, that it was like an urban legend about that wasn't
I
true.
I heard, okay, so I read the story and I read it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But Nancy said that it was an urban legend.
Okay, so basically this lady in Orange County, I don't think it's an urban legend because she got
true.
Prosecuted. She got convicted of poisoning because she put a sedative in her husband's food.
Well,
he thought it tasted weird, and then he ate it, and then he passed out. And when he woke up, he found her, you know, down there, and she cut it off and put it in a garbage
disposal.
It's
called the penis. We had this discussion on the Sunday show.
Okay, love bite.
Mm-hmm.
So she severed off his penis and put it in the garbage disposal.
I'm still Dr. Rozzi.
And turned the garbage disposal on.
Mm-hmm. And then called the cops. She was still nice enough, though, to call the cops.
You can take the Dr. Rozzi love bite, but you can't take the love bite out of Dr. Rozzi.
When I read this, I thought he had called the cops.
He was tied to the bed.
Oh, that's right. He was. I forgot about that.
She was nice enough to call the cops.
You know why she did it?
He called the cops?
Mm-hmm.
I was reading up on it today. She had said that he was being unfaithful to her.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm.
That's why she cut it off. And that really reminded me of the whole Lorena Bobbitt thing.
Wasn't that why she did it too?
Well, yeah, she did.
I'm assuming that's why she did it.
Yeah. But at least, you know, he was able to get his penis back on. But this guy will never have a penis.
She was 48. He was 51.
No. I'm sure he will have a penis because...
But it
won't be his penis.
Yeah, I didn't say his penis.
I said he will have a penis, not his penis.
Yeah, he'll have a penis because some man out there in prosthetics will be like, oh my God, he loves his John. I will build him one. And
for free.
They will build him a prosthetic penis.
I couldn't do that.
I'm
sorry.
Robotics.
If some chick was like slice off my manhood, I would just commit suicide. I don't want a prosthetic penis. I want my real thing. I like my real thing.
Detachable penis.
My buddy and I have been attached together since the day we were born. We've been best friends since. And to lose a best friend like that? No, I'd rather just commit suicide. I can just imagine what this guy is going through.
So
your
penis makes you? That's it? There's nothing else about you?
My penis and I, we're best friends. But there's other things that make me, but, you know, we're tied together.
So you wouldn't be able to live without your penis?
No. There's nothing else to live for?
Your daughter?
Oh, there's other things to live for. I mean, I would live, but if to the point where, like, I'm an old man. You know,
now it's all these.
You know,
all these good goodies.
Well,
if you're
my kids.
Old.
Oh wait, hold on. Well, did I say kill?
If you're old, you really don't need it anymore, right?
Actually, no. I mean, there's some active seniors.
Will you be an active senior? I'm not an active senior. Really?
Yes, it does.
Oh, I didn't know that.
My emphasis was in older adults. Gerontology, yes.
Yes.
So how active you are as a senior has to do with how active you are when you were younger.
So if you're a horn dog when you're young,
then you'll probably be an old horn dog. But if
so
you're just kind of whatever, then
youth activity and
exactly,
old age.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Yes.
Old people.
Does that correlate with women too?
Yes, it does.
Huh. I thought women's
libido
dropped after a certain
age.
Well,
the menopause has to do with it, but you know, if you have hormone replacement therapy,
well, there's I mean, there's women out there who've been through menopause who are still sexually active. You know,
mm-hmm. Well, just do the body changes and everything. Yeah. But we did talk about
lube. You do need more lube because your natural lubrication does go down.
And it's funny because, like, women can't get pregnant after the menopause, but men can still
the menopause.
You know, men can still procreate until they're like 99 and still be able to shoot whatever's there.
Look, guys, I know, but
I mean, can you imagine a 99-year-old father?
Less.
Isn't Jack Nicholson like 100 and just had twins or something?
No, I don't know probably. If he had twins, but
he had twins with Beverly D'Angelo. He has twins with her.
He was with Beverly D'Angelo. I didn't know that.
Michael Douglas, doesn't he have kids with Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yeah, he has. Yeah, but he's in his 60s.
That's up there though. It's not like
he's not collecting seniors.
What about the other guy that talks funny? And he was in the movie with Kathleen Leonard Jones.
Sean Connery.
Yeah.
He has a kid?
I don't know.
The thing is, Jack Nicholson has. Okay. Let's say he's. What? He's in his 60s when he had his kids? When his kids are like 30, he's going to be in his 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you.
His kid's going to be 21. Oh, yeah, my dad's. It's cool. My dad's Jack Nicholson, but. You know, he's in his 80s.
Oh, but what if they. You know, at the prime age when the kid's developing, I mean, do you play ball with them, or are you afraid you're going to dislocate your hip?
He's probably going to have his helpers do it for him. He's going to watch.
His Mexican maids and and butlers.
Lolita and Guadalupe and all that.
You want to play ball? Let's go play ball now.
Mm-hmm. That busy.
That busy right now. That busy fucking women. Go. Let's go play ball.
Mm-hmm. Or what's his name? Our governor, the governor.
Schwarzenegger?
Did he just pop out a kid?
Yeah, he had a secret love child. He was 14 years old.
Oh, yeah, that Guatemalan lady. We're not that nice.
With his housekeeper. And they kept it a secret for a long time. I give her kudos for keeping the secret that long. Because she didn't really do it for the money. She was protecting her son. You know, because she
knew. I'm sure she did it for the money,
too. Well, eventually, but... But not all like that.
Eventually, she was walking around in Maria's stuff in public.
Maria Shriver's?
Yes.
Oh my god!
People would see her wearing Maria Shriver's stuff. So what about the OC lady?
So anyway, she got prosecuted and convicted. Catherine Keeve Becker.
That's the
Becker cut off the pecker.
That's the Asian lady, right? That's the Asian lady?
I didn't see her picture.
Well, she hasn't got convicted just yet. It just barely happened like last week. She's in jail right now for what she did, for cutting out the penis. And
They want to get her on all that stuff, on poisoning.
Yeah, because she did drug her husband. Hey, this tastes a little funny.
I don't know if they had something for tying up. I forgot what it was called. I don't know if it was kidnapping or assault. I know for sure.
Yeah.
An attempted murder. No, not attempted murder.
It's not attempted murder. It's assault with a deadly weapon.
Assault and battery?
It could be... It wouldn't be kidnapping, but it would be something because he was tied up.
He was held against his will.
Yeah, held against his will. But I don't know what the crime is for that one.
Yep. We're not lawyers, as you can see.
No, there's...
Or even paralegals.
No, we're none of that. We don't know
nothing.
Oh,
where's my cousin when I need her?
Cousin, if you call, you can call at 1-800-893-9562.
I know.
Calling at the Verbal Vomit Show.
Let's take a music break.
You want to take a music break now? All right. Well, I guess this will be our last block. No, it's our next block of music, isn't it? Yeah, okay. It's gone. All right. We're going to start. We'll be back after this block of music on Verbal Vomit.
Do the show with love. Don't
block of songs that was. Started off the set with Destroyer by Toxic Reasons. After that was Repressed Aggression by Anti. After that was Talk 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 by Teen Generate. Wrapping it up was Only Love by Sin34, which are playing Sunday at the Redwood Bar with La Bestia. Did I say it right? All right. Now we're going to move into our last and final segment of the evening, people. And we're going to let the doc talk more about sexual freedom. Actually, more about I think it was bestiality.
And death.
Bestiality and death. Yeah, no, but.
The perfect combo.
Kind of going back to what we were talking about before.
Yeah.
My cousin, I asked her because we were trying to figure out what the lady was going to be charged with. And give her a minute because she's logging in.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked her and we wanted to know. Where's my thing? What is a crime called when you tie someone up against their will? And my future lawyer cousin said that that's actually called false imprisonment.
Would that be considered a misdemeanor or a felony? Can you ask her that? Yeah, let's ask her that.
Don't bouncers do that sometimes? Falsely imprison people? They're not supposed to.
Well, no. When bouncers, like hold somebody, they're not holding them against their will because they're disrupting the club environment.
What if they use handcuffs?
They can use handcuffs because they're making a citizen's arrest.
If you're being unruly.
Yeah, if it's at an establishment, yeah, you can arrest somebody. You can citizen arrest somebody, but you have to make out a report for it. You have to file the charges yourself and all that. It's like a big thing, but it's, you know, if it gets the assholes and the douchebags out of the bar, because somebody wants an asshole and a douche drunk walking around. Thinking they're the shit. I mean, when I go to a bar, I like to enjoy myself. I want to get a little rowdy.
Well, I've seen one, like, they handcuffed like a girl. It wasn't cool.
Well, what did she do?
Well, was she being unruly?
Yelling?
Yeah.
Handcuffs?
Well,
was that all she was doing?
Yeah.
I saw a guy get tased once, and then it smelled like carne asada.
No way. What do you get tased for?
Carne asada.
He was fighting with the security guards, with the bouncers.
Mm.
And then, I don't know where my cousin went.
Maybe she's studying her law books.
Well, if you have the answer, go ahead and call us at 1-800-893-9562.
Her test was this morning.
Mm.
She said it's a wobbler. I don't know what that is.
Maybe that means that it's not solid.
It could go either way.
Kind of not. Yeah.
Oh, just verbatim wobbler.
Yeah. Maybe depends on the severity of the incident. Probably.
Her case.
Is that right, Lulu?
Her case piece.
Well, while we're waiting for your cousin to answer, let's talk about bestiality, Doug. Talk about your story.
Well, did anyone die at the bestiality you saw? Were there any deaths?
No.
Death wasn't bestiality.
I'm not into bestiality. I've been to.
He's into watching it. He's a voyeur.
I've seen a donkey show in Tijuana.
Voyeur bestiality.
And,
whoa.
Needless to say, you know, I've seen animal porn, and you know, it does not turn me on.
What animals have you seen?
I've seen dogs fucking. I've seen...
Dogs fucking a girl?
Dogs fucking a girl. Horses. Girls fucking a horse.
Is that thing true about peanut butter and dogs and eating out?
I don't know, but I was watching... I don't have a dog,
don't worry.
I was watching... I don't know if you guys ever seen the show Wilford on FX.
No.
Well,
I don't have cable.
There was this... They had this episode where I guess one of the guy at the doggy daycare would put peanut butter in his nuts and have the dog lick it. And the dog was Wilfred. He was traumatized by it. You know, I guess there is people who are freaky like that. I mean, I've seen videos. It does not turn me on whatsoever.
So it's always girls and these animals?
No, there's guys. There's guys that fuck sheep. There's guys that fuck goats.
You saw that?
I've seen pictures of that. You know, these backward. You know, bestiality. I don't know if it's still legal, but bestiality is still legal in Washington. And still legal in Washington.
Illegal?
No, legal.
Oh.
That's where...
It's illegal?
That's where a guy from, I forgot, I think it's ITT, or I forgot what business he was in, but he was like one of the top dogs. He was in Edom Clam, Washington, fucking a horse, and he died when the horse pulled out. He pulled out his entrails. So the guy died with his intestines exposed. The horse was still like, you know, swollen, and the horse pulled out. And when he pulled out his colon, and everything just came out, and he died. And that's true. That's
the guy was fucking... Wait, hold on. The horse was fucking the guy from behind in his ass.
Yes.
So when he pulled out because he was so big, he kind of sucked all the intestines out of him?
He took everything out.
Like the...
I guess
like the plane when they flush the toilet?
You ever seen a pink sock?
Hell's no. I don't know what that is. I don't want to know what it is.
It's like when you're pulling your dick out of the anus and it looks like a pink sock because your colon's coming out a little bit.
That's disgusting. You saw that?
I've seen pictures of that.
And why would I see one? Wait,
you're talking about vibrators, so don't be a prude about porn.
No, but you're saying, have you seen a pink sock?
I mean, have you?
When I stuck my dick in someone's fucking ass? How I would see one or would I see one?
Nancy chimed in and said, true story.
And, you know, watching porn. I'm sure you watched porn and I'm sure there's been a couple of pink
socks. I did not see any pink socks.
Well, now next time you watch porn, you'll be like,
now I'm looking out. Thanks for fucking up that for me.
How?
Because I'm going to see pink socks now. I don't want to see pink socks. Well, that's nasty.
Wait, so my cousin's now logged on. What was the question we had for her?
I don't know.
What's the severity of false imprisonment? Is it a misdemeanor or a felony?
Do you have an answer for that? Let us know.
So,
all of us have allergies, right? I'm allergic to other... What are you allergic to?
Penicillin.
Penicillin?
Yes.
I'm allergic to cauliflower.
Just regular grass.
Regular grass.
Grass.
Okay.
Yeah. Regular grass, not special grass.
Not special. Not special grass, regular grass. Grass you see on the street.
Herbal, medicinal grass.
No, that actually helps. That actually helps with the allergies.
No, but so there was this lady
mm-hmm.
and was allergic to dogs. Probably didn't know she was allergic to dogs.
And what did she decide to do?
She met up this guy, chatting.
Okay.
Bestiality chat room. He says, I want you to do my dog. She says, yes. Comes over. Begins to have sex with the dog and then dies because of an intense, severe allergic reaction.
She's never petted a dog and known that she...
I'm sure probably bodily fluids had never been exchanged before with that type of dog.
She was allergic to dog semen, more specifically.
The article says that she was allergic to this particular type of breed.
What was the breed of the dog?
Alation?
Alation?
Something like that.
Not an alpaca?
I want...
That's an animal.
Russell's Griffin.
Well,
they're so cute.
I mean, I would figure maybe I mean, wouldn't you get to know that dog first by petting it and loving it first or like whatever? I don't know how.
It first?
Yeah, you know.
She was loving it already and he was loving her back to the point
love
of
killed them.
Her.
Love kills.
See, that's one thing I could never figure
that's
out.
That's interspecies.
How Alsatian
dog.
How do you talk somebody into bestiality?
Well, you go into the chat room
you would have been listening to our show since the beginning.
There's only been two shows.
Consent.
There's been three shows.
Consent.
Oh, yeah, the new one hasn't been put up yet.
No, not consent.
No consent?
No, it is consent, but we're talking about like even before consent comes.
Yeah, how does somebody
We're getting into the psychology of it, it's needs. The needs that you have, those unmet needs that you have that you need to get fulfilled, and they're going to be fulfilled by different things. Like for kids that are depressed, some kids because they need to feel or not to feel something, and they're cutters. This person needs to feel some sort of attachment or disattachment from something, and they get it from an animal.
I'm just like putting it out there, I'm just guessing. So do you think she had an emotional attachment to that particular dog?
Didn't even know the dog.
Well, I mean,
the dude knows the dog.
It could be like she had an emotional attachment to a previous dog that she really loved. And I mean, because I'm pretty sure it wasn't the first time she's actually done bestiality. And she had to do it at least more than once with other dogs or her dogs.
Different breeds.
You know?
Maybe. It doesn't say in the article if she had previous exposure.
I hate when stories don't give you the full information.
Yeah, no, it didn't have any of her previous, and I'm sure she didn't document it somewhere where I don't think there's a bestiality diary.
It was a St. Bernard. Yeah, it was great.
And tomorrow it will be a Yorkie.
He has such a big tongue.
Yeah.
People do document their sexual adventures, you know.
Well, if it's hers, I don't know if her
If
it was my family member and they died because of boning a dog, I don't know if I'd release her diary.
Let me ask you this.
I wouldn't. Probably not.
Let me ask you guys both this. Do you guys have somebody, if God forbid, something, knock on wood, if something was to happen to you, do you have somebody to go into your place and go to your porn session and take it out before people discover it?
Wait, run that by me one more time.
If you were to, let's say something, you're in a terrible accident. Do you have a friend?
He's asking if you have like a power of attorney for your porn.
Yeah, a power of attorney for your porn.
Like do somebody, I have a power?
That's what he's asking.
Like me, my own personal collection for
he's
porn?
He's asking that.
Yeah, like, no. Like if somebody just, like, you wouldn't care if somebody was like, you know, like one of your family members was like playing out your house or your
room. My dad knows it. I have porn.
Okay. Yeah, because I used to have one of my best friends was like, you're my power of attorney for porn, and this is where it's at. Because one of my friends got into a really bad accident, and we actually had to go to before his parents came, we actually had to find his porn and stash it, because he specifically told us, don't let my parents find this.
I was like, Luisa, I know you're listening. If anything happens to me, distract my parents when Sam goes into my house to look for my porn. Even though my dad knows I have porn.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure your dad doesn't know all the porn you have.
No, he doesn't know. Like, once back when I was young, he walked into my room and he was like, oh.
Did your parents ever give you that talk like it's natural, it's okay? Well, I don't know how old you were when he discovered it.
My parents didn't. My mom actually assigned that to my cousin who was older, was over 18, because she couldn't have that conversation with me.
Isn't that so weird that our parents can't have that conversation with kids? Like, I could have that conversation with my kid, but my parents couldn't have that conversation with me.
Yeah, no, it's like my dad can have that conversation with me now, and my mom still to this day gets mad. And
really?
I'm like, I'm 30 years old.
Yeah.
I'm 30 years old. I'm a doctor. I have a job. I, you know, take care of my stuff as much as I can, and my mom still can't sit there and have a conversation about sex with me.
So talk about anything else under the sun except for sex.
That's my mom's reaction will be, I don't.
Is she one of those traditional women?
Yeah,
you don't. You that's behind closed doors type shit.
Yeah,
yeah. That's how my parents were too. Yeah. Like when my dad found my Playboy stash, no thanks to my brother, because he's the one who led him to it. My dad took me out, gave me a setup, and told me it's okay. Everybody does it. I'm like, okay. But that was the extent of our sexual talk after that. Everything I learned through porn and friends, you know?
Yeah, no, it's kind of same here, through friends and stuff. But it's funny because, like, I'll try to get my mom to come out of her shell, and she just doesn't like this weekend. And my mom, if she ever knows, I told this story on the air. And
is your mom
my
listening?
Cousin, no, my mom listens to my show, though. My mom listens to my show. She doesn't know I was on Verbal Vomit tonight. And I know my cousin and my other half and some of my friends are listening tonight. And
don't tell mom whatever you do.
Don't tell my mom, I'm telling you guys.
You are putting her at risk.
It's Carmageddon.
You don't want to hear what's the thing Rosie your mom would say.
She's like, I.
Yeah.
I said it.
The doctor does not want to hear. I.
I do not want to hear that from my
unless,
mom.
Unless it's in the bedroom, she doesn't want to hear.
I. Yes. That's loca. No, but it was Carmageddon this weekend, and we were all chilling in the backyard, and she came out, and she had just brushed her teeth, and she had a little bit of toothpaste, a little dry toothpaste. I was like, Ma, ¿qué es eso? I was like, what's that?
¿Qué?
She's like, what? And she's like, oh, es que me acabo. I was like, es semen.
She was like, is that how you say it in Spanish?
Yeah, I'm assuming that's how you say it in Spanish. And she's like,
semen?
She's like, ay.
Cochinas.
Yeah. And she like walked away. And then I went into the house. I went into my parents' house. And I was like, hey, Dad. I was like, guess what I told my mom? And he starts cracking up. He thought it was hilarious.
I would too.
He thought it was hilarious. My mom just looked at me. She just gave me that face. That poochie face. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Aye. And then I retold the story. She's like. She does a head toss.
The annoyed head toss.
Yeah.
Does your mom ever do the annoyed head toss and walk away?
She'll do that.
You cross the line.
Yeah. But my mom, luckily I'm blessed to have a great mom that. She'll forgives everything I do, and she'll be back a couple minutes later.
Tender moments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish my mom was like that.
No, so before you try anything, and this is a little fusion of the Love Bite and Verbal Vomit, is before you try anything, make sure it's safe, sane, and consensual, definitely.
Now, don't you think she should, I mean... Don't you think there should be like type of animal condoms out in the market? I mean, you would think, you know, bestiality is out there. There should be some type of protection.
Well, no.
Excuse me, do you have any animal condoms?
I'm sure there is, but it's not legal. So they're not, it's kind of like child porn.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all know if freaking, unfortunately, it exists and you can buy it places and you can go online and get it. But it's illegal here for bestiality, so you can't. You have to know someone who knows someone. When I would look at these
videos.
But yet they're sheepskin condoms, ironically.
Well, they've been around for centuries. That was like usually. I think that was like the first condom was a sheep. Was a sheep? Isn't sheepskin?
Ew, that's how you say semen in Spanish.
How?
Meco.
Meco.
That sounds sticky.
Wait, that's, I thought that was a slang term.
That.
No, that's a slang term.
Oh my god!
Don't say who.
Oh my god! I'm embarrassed.
Why are you embarrassed?
I'm blushing. I think. Oh my god, Dr.
Because of the meco.
Because of the meco. No, because of who sent the text message.
Oh, don't say.
I'm not saying anything.
Obviously, I don't know the person who said it.
I'm just blushing. That's all I'm saying.
The doctor is finally blushing.
Someone got her. Finally.
Sheesh. Let's all clap. Thank you for making her blush.
No.
That's great.
Mickle.
So I don't really.
I'm a babble fish. You know, I thought meco was a slang term, to be honest with you. For semen. Meco. I always thought it was a slang term.
Use it in a sentence.
I just got a text message.
Use it in a sentence.
Tienes mi meco en tu boca.
There you go.
Ew, tienes un poquito de meco ahí en tus labios.
Damn it, I masturbated this and I got meco all over my pants.
Yeah.
You know?
Ew.
Like, even saying meco sounds disgusting.
I know, it sounds sticky.
Have you noticed that when you say in English, like, word like penis, it doesn't sound as bad, but when you say verga...
Oh, everything is worse in Spanish.
Everything is worse in Spanish. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but it just is.
Look, my dick. Mama mi verga.
My dad
sounds so vulgar.
I took a shirt from my dad, and then there's no way I can translate this into English, but in Spanish...
If you can translate what she's going to say, we'll give you... Nothing.
Yeah, we'll give you a big old kudos.
There you go.
It says, busco a una mujer coja. Que me coja toda la noche or something.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, oh my God.
So like vulgar versus like, I want to,
So basically your dad's down to fuck and he's looking for somebody who's down to fuck
damn.
All the time. Way to go, dad.
me and my dad. Yeah, my mom would say that if he knew. But my dad, every time my dad goes to Guatemala, because that's where we're from, there's these little knickknacks that they sell in Guatemala. And I'll bring one the next time I come in. When you look at them, they're like, oh, my God, they're so cute. They tienen, like, paisajes, like, of Guatemala, like the Mayan temples and stuff. And you open them, and it's people doing the Kama Sutra.
Wow.
And when I go, I always tell my dad, bring me some. And my dad's like, ¿por qué le traes esas cosas a la nena? I'm like, I'm 30. Okay.
You're a grown-ass woman.
Yeah. So, but that's how it is.
Just tell your mom to decoration for the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, one fell open. And she's like, ay, ¿qué es eso?
Eso es.
I'm all like, son los huevitos.
Mira lo que
I was at a flea market in Hollywood with my friend, and he came across these little Japanese ceramic things, they were doing the sexual positions too. They were crazy. They looked, I mean, that Kama Sutra, it's like the best guide to me for sex there is. But it gives you all kinds of positions, you know, and it's a helpful guide.
Is a reverse cowgirl in there, or is that like an American position? Because it's a cowgirl.
I think that's just the name.
I think the names change.
Yeah, I think that position's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I think
it's probably called something or some number.
It's
Kama
something
Sutra.
That we can't pronounce here in the United States. So we
reverse cowgirl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you're riding cowboy, because you're going to. So if you're going cowboy, you're like, yeah, ride him cowboy. But if you turn around, yeah, ride him cowboy, reverse, yay.
Well, like I said, if you're going to practice anything new, and if you've tuned in to
SSC.
The Love Bite, SSC, safe, sane, consensual.
Those are the words you should live by, people.
Sexy,
if you're gonna,
suck,
if you're going to go into your sexual endeavors.
Safe, sane, and content.
Well,
sexy.
On that note, we're going to wrap it up with our last block of music. So we'll be back on the flip side to say our goodbyes here on Verbal Vomit.
Your face. I know you've been hiding something. mask.
You want
Oh, yeah. Oh, what happened there? There we go.
Hiccup.
Okay, we started that set with What's Behind the Mask by The Cramps. After that was The Stupids doing You Should Have Listened. After them was The Sparks doing Upstairs. Wrapping it up was Lard doing Faith, Hope, and Treachery. This has been another wonderful episode of Verbal Vomit with Dave, Kitty,
and Dr. Ross.
The doctor who's in the house. Tune in next week and we'll have La Bestia come in for a nice radio with a nice friendly chat about stuff. Don't forget to catch him on Sunday with Sin 34 at the Redwood Bar. I think it's like $8. I could be wrong, but double check.
Don't forget to listen in on Sunday to Love Bite.
Yes, you should listen to the Love Bite on Sundays, us on Tuesdays. Wednesdays is the piñata hour, except I put it one time with the pinta hour by accident.
I know, the pinta hour. Straight from the...
And wrapping up our wonderful week here, the More Music Radio Pod, which you should listen to. You should listen to all of our shows, because we're pretty damn good people, and we've put on some pretty damn good shows with some pretty goddamn good music. So, ladies, would you like to... Do you have any parting words before we say goodbye?
Parting. Bye, you guys. See you. We'll see you. Talk to you guys next Tuesday.
Thanks a lot, guys. Good show.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Podfather. This is Verbal Vomit.
He's el mero mero.
El mero mero. Verbal Vomit, episode number 10.
Oh, jefe, like
that. Ahí te guacho next week, homes.
Nos guachamos.